A First Nation on BC's Sunshine Coast says ground-penetrating radar has found a potential additional 41 potential unmarked graves at a former Indian residential school. The Sechelt Nation announced in a post on its website Friday, August 15, that there are now a total of 81 possible unmarked graves after archaeologists identified an additional 41 at the former St. Augustine's residential school grounds in Sechelt. The nation announced the first results of ground-penetrating radar scans in 2023. "We are deeply saddened, but these numbers are not a surprise to us. We have always believed our elders. This wasn't a school, it wasn't a choice, and the children who attended were stolen," Chief Lenora Joe said. "We didn't need the GPR to prove this happened, we always had enough proof to know." The residential school was operated by the Roman Catholic Church and funded by the federal government, according to the National Center for Truth and Reconciliation. The webpage also has an in memoriam section for 5 students who died during the school's operation. Joe said survivor accounts include children being led by staff into the forest in the middle of the night, never to return, and child witnesses who were punished for asking questions. The nation says that in the last 18 months, a ground-penetrating radar team has been scanning additional areas identified through the stories and memories of Sechelt survivors. However, the school also had students attending from 53 other communities, most of those in BC, but some as far away as Saskatchewan. The nation added it is working with those other nations. "There are survivors from other communities who don't want to come to Sechelt because of their trauma from St. Augustine's. They have bad feelings towards our community." The St. Augustine's residential school operated in Sechelt from 1904 to 1975. The first school burned down in 1917 and the second school opened in 1922, but burned down in 1975.